Diesel, good morning. Thank you so very much for joining us in conversation. I saw you there looking at me like, what?
Oh, I'm out the door.
It is a Friday morning. That means we get to say good morning to Liesel van der Westhuizen. And whether she's hosting KFM or laughing at herself or feeling like the worst in the gym class or even constructively replaying her fit occasions and gym journeys, she joins you every Friday around about this time to talk to you about fitness and healthy living. Liesel, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going?
Fitness Friday.
Yeah, happy Fitness Friday. Talking about fitness, we are officially at level 3.
We are.
Okay.
But it's causing some fitness confusion, as I like to call it. Hashtag fitness confusion.
Yeah. And so that's the conversation this morning that we're having. We all know we're at level 3, but we don't know what goes and what doesn't go. So what are the do's and don'ts on fitness?
So we know that the new regulations, and if you don't, because I've been getting a lot of messages on Instagram and Twitter asking, can we do this? Can we do that? Can we do this? What's the rule? I'm 5 minutes away from my house and it's 6:15. Must I rush to get home? Fitness level 3, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. is your training window. We've got a nice 12-hour training window. Cape Townians, we cannot complain because we shouldn't be going out after 6 in the evening. It's dark. Before 6 in the morning, it's still quite cold. So stick to those, the regulations. And we heard that running and cycling still are allowed. The beaches are closed. There might be a statement made over the weekend regarding that. But for the time being, please stick to those regulations. It's just for your own safety. There are no lifeguards on duty. This is one of the reasons why the beaches are closed as well. We don't want to put people's lives in danger. This weekend's going to be amazing. You're going to want to go to the beach. I promise you there's going to be so many more nice beach days out there. So just hang on until another announcement gets made. And I'm sure it will be opened maybe in the next 2 weeks, within the next month, who knows. But yes, let's just stick to it for the time being. And then they mentioned hiking, and this is where the confusion comes in.
Okay, I also got a bit confused there. Please talk to me. What's happening with hiking? Yeah.
So then the hiking question came and they said hiking's allowed. Then the mountain bikers went, but if hiking's allowed, mountain biking's allowed.
Nope. Which is not.
Well, there are trails that are open for mountain bikers.
No.
Yes, there are. The Greenbelt Tigerberg Mountain Biking Club, they've got their own trails, but you're not allowed to go if you're a day visitor. You have to have your yearly permit. Deer Park, Blockhouse, Signal Hill, Lion's Head, Rhodes Memorial, Newlands Forest, Cecilia Forest, Constantia Neck. This is what I'm getting from Tread Magazine. Oak Valley's open, Paul Kluver, Yimmel and Arda, and a lot of Winelands estates that have trails on have opened their trails, but you keep a safe distance. Table Mountain is closed. Certain parts of Table Mountain closed for mountain biking, but certain trails are open. And the Table Mountain Bikers Club have all the details on their Instagram. But let's get to hiking. So,
okay.
This
so
is where the confusion
that's
comes
where I was like, what? Are we allowed to hike? Are we not allowed to hike? Okay.
We are allowed to hike. And there are certain trails that are open, but the ones that I can tell you now is Table Mountain is open for hiking. Boulders Beach is closed. Table Mountain is closed at Silvermine Gate 1 and 2, Upper Tokai, and all the picnic sites. And Silvermine is such a nice hike, but they've closed that because it's very social.
Okay.
So it's because it's got the big, beautiful dam, the big picnic areas. All picnic areas are closed. But I thought, let's ask an expert. And we've got Tim Lundy, and he has his hiking feature. And he sent a voice note to us to let us know what we're allowed to do and some safety tips as well.
Hi, it's Tim Lundy from Cape Town Hiking. So there's a little bit of confusion about who is open, who is closed on the mountains and where we can go. Sandparks is open except for Silvermine, Cape Point and Boulders Beach, which are all the paid areas. You cannot go in there. Cape Nature have still remained closed for now until they can get themselves ready. And then safety tips, rain jacket, warm top, tell somebody where you're going and avoid Lion's Head and Plutterclip Gorge for COVID-19 social distancing. And then take lots of water wherever you go, even if there's been lots of rain. And then grouping, I would say a minimum of 4 people and the maximum I would say is 5 people. Anything more than that could be considered as a group. You can reach me on Facebook, which is Cape Town Hiking with Tim Lundy. Or you can get me on Twitter, which is at Hiking Cape Town, Instagram at Cape Town Hiking. Stay safe out there, guys.
He says avoid
Lion's Head and Platteklip Gorge.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Those are the busiest hiking trails for the time being. Everyone seems to want to use those trails. That's one of the reasons why he's saying. It's also, those are quite, if you haven't hiked in 2 months or you haven't hiked at all, those are real tough ones. Have you done either of them?
No. I can take a helicopter.
We have to go hiking with Tim because he takes it at the slowest person in the group's pace. And in this group, it will be me because I'll be right at the back. There'll only be three of us. But yes, remember that and avoid those busy areas that you know. Let us know about other hiking trails that you've tried. We're just talking about the Cape Metro, but there might be other trails that are open in the province.
Yeah. And listen, I want to bring in the listeners to this once again. As you heard there from Tim Lundy, you also have Liesel, ladies and gentlemen. If you are not sure and you want to contact any of them, you can get Liesel on?
At Liesel Online on Twitter, TikTok, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook. It's just one name to rule them all.
Listen, and we'd love to find out from you. Have you gone hiking, perhaps? What trails have you gone to, those that are open? Maybe you've partaken or you've partaked in some mountain biking. How was that? We'd love to hear from you. 021-446-0567. That is the number that you can dial. And if you have a question, feel free to reach us on 072-567-1567. You are listening to the Early Breakfast Show with Liesel van der Westhuizen, and it is a Friday morning. That being said, what should one carry when you are going hiking, Liesel? Maybe let's talk a little bit about safety tips.
Well, yes, definitely, because now that mountain trails are open, we're going to see more of the rescue teams out there, because people do silly things. They think they're going on an easy hike on Table Mountain, on the pipe track. It's easy enough. We can do it. And then you've got the wrong shoes. Some people go out there on slip slops, then you slip and something happens. So let's try and make it easy for all our rescue workers right now, and let's not get ourselves into trouble out on a hike. Always take a waterproof jacket or something warm. This mountain gets cold so quickly. I've learnt my lesson on the top of Lion's Head my first week in Cape Town. It was a beautiful sunny day and I went up there, and as I was about to turn down, it just got extremely cold. So always take something with. Always wear a decent pair of hiking shoes and a good pair of hiking socks. And also wear a cap, a hat, sunblock, water. The amount of people that go up to Lion's Head without water. I was one of them when I first came here because I thought it was going to be a 40-minute hike. No, even if it is a 40-minute hike, you never know what's going to happen out there. Always take a snack. And if you do get lost, stay where you are and notify someone. Don't go and try and retrace your steps or try and get yourself out of there. Let the rescue team know. Table Mountain have a lot of phone numbers on little boards along the route with the route markers, so it's easy to call someone and let them assist you. And always let someone know where you're going. So don't go hiking without letting the right people know. And don't attract unwanted attention. This I got off the Table Mountain Hiking Club's website. And so don't have your big camera and hand over goods if you are.
How am I supposed to post on Instagram?
No, exactly. And they say don't try and, if you are, stop, because it is, Table Mountain has its own crime hotspot map. It's on the Cape Talk website that tells you what's going on. So please, rather let's be safe and don't take anything that unwanted goods. If you do get stopped, they say if you're confronted by a criminal, don't resist. Hand over your goods, as resistance might incite a mugger to violence. Yeah. And then program the emergency numbers on your phone beforehand.
You know, and I can't even believe we're there, but we are there. In
any
case,
I have to
you sit there and you're like, what? What do you want me to do? Okay, but it will save your life at the
end
of the day.
Absolutely.
You're listening at home. You are listening to Liesel van der Westhuizen, and we are talking to the fact that we are at level 3 lockdown. What are some of the regulations? What are the do's and don'ts? We are talking about hiking. We are talking about going to the sea, Liesel says. Hiking is allowed, but going to the sea for now is not allowed. But also mountain biking, there are certain places where you can go for that. Maybe she will give you those details once again towards the end of the show. But what about you at home? What are some of the things that you have been doing to keep fit during this lockdown or under level 3? Liesel, talking about safety and talking about health, we are still under the pandemic. And many of us will be sitting and saying, but I can't hike without a mask.
It is so cold up there, you want to wear a buff or a mask. Trust me. I felt the cold. But it's hard. Listen, running, we know, you and I have this conversation all the time. It's tough to run with a mask. It's tough to hike with a mask. It's tough to go out and wear a mask, 'cause you get hot. And, you can't breathe properly. But we did a whole, Fitness Friday feature on training in a mask, on wearing a mask, and find a mask that fits you properly. There are so many of the hiking stores, the outdoor stores, the sporting stores that have now got masks that cater for you who are hiking or mountain biking or running or cycling. A little bit more breathable. I got sent a mask the other day that's a fully cover and it's got a little breathing front on the side.
Yes, I've seen those.
Yes, I haven't tried it out yet, so I should actually give it a test out. We should actually test a few masks.
Yes, and review those. Actually, yeah, yes. They must send us.
Yes.
Listen, hey, if you're a company and you're doing, because we're gonna go back to gym soon.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking.
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm crossing fingers. I am really crossing fingers. But I mean, if we talk about gym in this next couple of months, we're gonna need specific masks. And I think maybe, hey, if you're a company, you create masks. Please send us some. We'll sit in the studio here. We'll review them and we'll be blunt.
Yes.
About it.
Yes. We'll be honest.
We won't mince our words.
Not at all.
So, if you know a company that does masks for training purposes.
I know the team from All for Sports. They are incredible charity and, they raise funds for various sporting, people in need and sporting organizations in need and sporting codes in need. I saw reviews yesterday when I asked about the mask and which one was one of the best. And apparently theirs is really great. So we'll ask Alton to send us so we can review. Oh, but you know what? We'll also support them and buy it to support
I'm
their charity
to.
And
yeah.
make a difference.
I'm happy to.
But of the big sporting brands, let us know what you've got in your stock. I know K-Way's got a mask that people were raving about, so I'll get us a set and we can review it as well. So let's see. And what's your favorite mask to work or run in and work out in?
I can already see myself going, look, I am your father. Yeah.
Listen. We're going to have fun with this. I can see it.
Listen, talking about virtual workouts, though, those haven't gone away yet because for many of us, we still like to be in the comfort of our own home and safe. Let's talk about that. What can we look forward to this weekend?
So what I've done is now I've made a video every single day of what workouts you can expect. I choose my 5 favorite of the day and you can catch it every morning. I post it on all my platforms at 6 a.m. So if you're stuck for the day, just give me a follow at Liesl Online and I've got those workouts there. But this weekend, there's a Move for Change workout online and it's 50 Rand with all the proceeds going towards the Hope Street organization. And that's from Dylan Solomon and they are from the team from Wellness and Physio. And every second week they message me to tell me about their online workouts and what charity and organizations the funds go towards. So it's just incredible to see that physios, bios and fitness professionals are using their platforms not only as a source of income, but also to give back to the community and choosing different organizations. And then the kids, I get the questions for the kids all the time. There is Rugby Tots via Zoom with Coach Rich on Saturday morning at 10:30. Boys and girls 2 to 7 years old. And it's at 10 a.m. and you'll get your Rugby Tots live classes. So your daughter falls in that age group.
I'm telling you, although she's more of a tennis person now. So we bought her some wooden, those rackets and things.
Oh, nice.
And my goodness, no, she's terrible at it. But you know,
she's only 3.
She's horrible.
I'm going to find some online tennis classes for kids. And I know there's the Teddy Tennis.
Yeah,
Teddy Tennis has some online stuff, so we should get her to do some of the lessons and review it for us. She should review it for us. And then there's for the animals. There's various animal rescues that are doing stuff. The Arm Revolution is doing a fundraiser for various charities as well on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. So I'll have it all as a wrap at 6 on my social platforms.
As we always do, Lisa, if we were out of time, we could chat some more. Your parting words very quickly.
Please be safe this weekend. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. You're going to want to go out. You want to go hike. Remember to be socially distance. Remember to wear your mask. Remember hiking. Any of your sporting activities is not an occasion to be social with friends and hang out at the nearest coffee shop.
Fantastic. Lisa V, ladies and gentlemen.